So, as always, being very kind and diligent about posture, that your posture evokes wakefulness, but also ease, that combination. And that you feel really grounded. So take a bit of time with a friendly interest to just really ground in the body. The feet at the floor, your knees a little lower than your hips. Your bottom nicely planted on your chair, your cushion, your bench. Remembering if you're on a cushion, you need to have your knees supported so they're not floating. And then feel the nice rise up through the torso. And just as we did with our stretching, roll your shoulders once or twice, up, back, and down. Flattening the back. And feel that nice strength through your back. And be sure to soften the shoulders and down through the arms to the fingertips. Let go of any holding. And just noticing how you're doing. How's the mood? Just let it be known. This is the atmosphere that your mind, body, heart is in with this mood. It's okay. Just let it be known and felt. Let the awareness, along with a bit of a sense of the out-breath, let it help you relax through the body, through your face, down your shoulders and arms, torso, and down to your feet. So take a few moments for this at your own pace. There's nothing to force. Just let a compassionate awareness give rise to softening. Gentling through the out-breath. And then when you feel settled enough through the body, gently noticing the breathing wherever it's easy for you to feel it. Doesn't matter where it is. And let the awareness rest in the breathing. And asking yourself periodically, how's the attitude? How's the attitude? Not to condemn the attitude, never, never, but rather to simply be aware of it. How's the attitude is a nice little question we can ask ourselves that may reveal a bit of wanting or not wanting. And we might just notice if there's wanting or not wanting, how that feels in the body. Let it be known and felt. And when it subsides, just come back to the breathing. So recognizing and allowing any wanting, not wanting, as we sit here with breathing. If wanting mind, not wanting mind feels very powerful, being sure to also ground, come back very deliberately to the postures we set at the beginning and feel into it. So you'll notice that I'm using the RAIN acronym and the G in front of it for grain, grounding, recognizing, allowing. And if you really feel swept into some wanting or not wanting, to just investigate that, the eye of RAIN, feel it through the body, breathe into it. And remember the N of RAIN. This is nature, not always so, it's impermanent. Nature rolling on naturally. And as need be, nurture the very act of opening to a hindrance is a nurturing act, but you may need to give a bit of soothing touch, a few loving kindness phrases, compassion phrases, having goodwill towards the hindrances. And when you feel settled again, back to noticing breathing. And as you feel ready, you might care to expand your awareness around the breathing to take in the body, breath and body together. And take this time with breath and body together to ground again. To just notice how the posture is and see if there are any needful adjustments. And practicing with breath and body as a whole, opening to all the different sensations as they show. Noticing if there's any wanting, how's the attitude? Letting whatever it is be okay, of course. Of course. Ground, recognize, allow, investigate. Nature rolling on. When we sit with breath and body as a whole, we can also find it helpful to periodically ask, how's the energy? And this might point us to some restlessness or its opposite, the sleepy mind. Again, just as we did with wanting, not wanting, we open, and so hindrances, instead of being hindrances or obstacles, they become openings, opportunities, objects for our mindful awareness, and we use grain to help us. When the energy's just fine, there's no hindrance, really notice that. Feel it in breath and body as a whole. This too needs to be known, the absence of hindrance. same too for wanting, not wanting. So there's no wanting, there's no not wanting. Ah, ah, notice that. How it feels in body, heart, mind. Appreciate it. Without grasping after it. And we can also periodically ask, how's the faith or the trust? And this might reveal some doubting mind. Doubts about ourself and our capacities to practice. Doubts about the practice, the instructions. Being very careful with doubting mind. Keep naming it, naming it. So when we name the doubting mind, we might need to really investigate it. Sometimes just naming it is sufficient. Sometimes it's one of those, I see you, Mara. It's one of those moments, I see you, Mara. And invite Mara in for tea. How does doubting feel in body, mind, and heart? Being very careful not to give in to Mara, into doubting mind. Because it will take you right off practice. Careful with all the hindrances, restlessness, so easy to be moving all about. Can you just feel the energy of restlessness? So easy to get seduced by sloth and torpor. It has a pleasant feeling tone often. And same with wanting, not wanting. We can be easily seduced by the hindrances. feeling breath and body as a whole, and using grain, rain, whenever you need to. It can take often a good half hour for hindrances to settle. And so when you're practicing at home, I encourage you to extend this practice to 40 minutes so that you can really appreciate the absence of any of the hindrances. When there's no wanting or not wanting, no sloth and torpor, the restlessness has settled, the doubt has passed. Can we let this moment, moment to moment, be enough? Nothing to want.